Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids, and welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Humanoids, I tried. Work. Let me tell you, work. Oh, my goodness. You know, this is my first time working retail during Christmas. First time ever. Yes, it is. I've had many jobs in the past. Never worked retail during Christmas. And this is the first time. And oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Imagine if everything was back to normal. If we didn't have cargo ships out there in the middle of the ocean, if we didn't have cargo ships backed up, you know, backlogged, and everything was normal like it was maybe 5 years ago. Wow. I don't think I could have made it through the Christmas season working retail because, man, oh man. But anyway, humanoids, I tried to watch those movies that I told you I was going to watch over on Peacock. I did watch two of them this past weekend. One was Mixed Nuts with Steve Martin and Robert Klein made an appearance in it. But one of my favorite old school slapstick comedians was a comedic actor, actress, is Madeline Kahn. Funny, funny lady. The first time I saw her was in Clue. The second time I saw her, it was in... No, I take that back. The first time I remember seeing Madeline Kahn in a movie was Blazing Saddles. Then I saw her in Clue. And then I've seen her in several other films, and she is funny, and she was on one of my favorite television shows. One of my favorite television shows was Cosby. Yeah, back in the day, after the Cosby show, Bill Cosby had another long-running show called Cosby, which was funny, hilarious. It had, Felicia Rashad, Bill Cosby, Madeline Kahn, and a comedian by the name of Dougie Doug. Funny, 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 funny show. Hilarious show. And whenever I can find it, I will watch it. Because even though I've seen every episode at least 10 times, I enjoyed that show. And I enjoy Madeline Kahn. She's funny. And who else was in there? I forget who else. But Mixed Nuts, I would not consider like a Christmas movie. I would consider it, you know, it was funny. It was funny. It had some moments. It was funny. I enjoyed it. A little dated because of the technology that was used, especially when it came to the phones. It was a little dated, but you know, I lived through that era, so you know, I can relate to some of the stuff, you know. So, but the other one, Holiday High or High Holiday, I forget how it went. It was let me tell you how bad it wasn't that great of a movie. It wasn't that great. It was on a movie meter where Mixed Nuts would have gotten from me maybe a 7. This movie, Holiday High or Holiday High, one of, you know, which starred Tom Arnold. I'm going to have to, it kind of reminds me of another film that Tom Arnold was in that wasn't that good. And if you guys are a movie buff like I am, Soul Plane. You guys remember Soul Plane? Soul Plane to me is maybe, we get maybe 3 out of 10. Holiday High would get maybe a 2.5. And the reason why I'm going to give it a half is because it had Cloris Leachman in it, which was one of the last movies she appeared in before she died. And she died in January of 2021. I enjoy Cloris Leachman. She's funny also. I'm not a big fan of hers as much as I am of Madeline Kahn, which, man, I'm a big fan of Madeline Kahn. She always cracks me up, man. It's like her delivery, you know? She had this great delivery. It was like, it was kind of like my humor. I just realized that. It's kind of like my humor. But anyway, she had good delivery. She can have such a serious look on her face, you know, and her answers and stuff will be very sarcastic. Or she's funny, man. She's funny. But yeah, that's, you know, watching those two films this past weekend. I get to see two comedians that I enjoy, you know, enjoyed their work. So, would I recommend those two movies? You know, put it like this, if you're with the family, and you ain't got nothing else to do, and you just want to escape for a minute, check out either one of those movies. Now, some of you younger folks in the audience ain't going to get it. Some of you younger humanoids ain't going to get it. Especially Mixed Nuts, because y'all, you know, especially like this one line, right? The young lady is, you got to watch it. You just got to watch it. But yeah, humanoids, I got to tell you, man, I'm kind of in the Christmas mood. And since I have to work on Christmas Eve, yeah. But we close at 7, which kind of irks me a little bit because everything closes at 7 on Christmas Eve. Everything. The only thing that's going to be open after 7 on Christmas Eve is maybe McDonald's and the convenience stores and Walgreens. Everything else is going to be closed. So since I have to work on Christmas Eve, I'm going to decorate my bike and I'm going riding. Yeah. When I get off from work, I'm going to make sure my bike is charged up. So when I get off from work, I'm going to hit the lights and I'm going to cruise around town and video my Christmas Eve cruise. You know, because people got their houses decorated and stuff like that. And I'm going to go and video and probably post it on YouTube. Yeah, I probably will. Post it on YouTube. So, humanoids, you guys know that I love tech, right? And tech and clothing is really, really blowing my mind right now, especially with the the heated jackets, which reminds me, I gotta start getting my gear together because humanoids. I can't wait for my electric car, okay? But I'm also going to try to get a Can-Am Ryker. I'm thinking about the Can-Am Ryker Sport, the Rally Sport, or the 900. I might just get the 900, but man, I can't wait. I can't wait. But anyway, humanoids, I just realized something. The other day, I'm getting dressed for work. And before I put on my uniform, I just realized I have all this copper fit clothing, such as copper fit compression clothing. I have a compression anklet sleeve, a compression ankle sleeve on my right ankle because I have a chip bun in my ankle. I have plantar fasciitis. Hope I'm saying it correctly. Y'all know I'm country. I mess up words. that I deal with on my left foot. And I have a compression sleeve for that. Okay. Then I have a compression underwear. I have a compression sleeve for my left forearm. Then I have a compression back brace and a compression wife beater. I put all that on. Then I put on my uniform. I'm like, dang, I got all this compression stuff. Oh yeah, and I have a compression neck gaiter. You know, for that I wear, you know, with my mask when I'm at work. So I'm like, man, I got all this compression stuff. So I thought about it. When I go next year, if I still have this job next Halloween, I'm going as compression man. Because, I mean, wow. And I realized a lot of this compression stuff really works, man. It really helps, especially the plantar fasciitis and the arm sleeve, the forearm sleeve, the ankle sleeve. Oh yeah, I forgot. After I put on the fasciitis sleeve, I put on my compression socks. Yeah. Dang, man. But let me tell you, my body doesn't ache when I get off from work. No, it doesn't. And you're probably saying, man, you work in retail. How? Look, bruh, when you walking around for almost 8 hours straight, only get a 30-minute break. That's the only time I sit down. But when I'm continuously standing and walking, yeah. Yeah, it takes its toll. Like Saturday, I didn't, I wore some shoes that I shouldn't have, okay? Didn't have the support that I needed. I didn't have on my ankle sleeve or my, I didn't have on my ankle sleeve. I didn't have on the forearm sleeve. I didn't have on the compression underwear. I had on the back brace, but man, I could tell a difference. You're talking about achy. I was achy. Oh my gosh. Look, when I'm at work, I usually set my step counter. I do anywhere on a daily basis, anywhere from 10,000 to 21,000 steps. And let me tell you, that is some miles, people. That's over 5 miles a day. Continuous walking. Slow, but continuous. That's another reason why I wanted to buy like the iBand watch, fitness watch. But now I have the iWatch, you know, the Apple Watch, which is tripping me out because I can't use it. I can use it, but I can't use it. I have to turn off my VPN in order to sync it with my phone. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And the thing is, I forgot the password to the VPN and all this, so I have to get in touch with, I don't want to do all that, you know, get in touch with the company, set up a new password for the VPN and all that. And the funny thing is, here's the thing, I keep switching it off on my phone, but every time I try to, every time I connect it back to Wi-Fi, bam, VPN. You know, I switch it off, but it keeps coming back. So, whatever. Which reminds me, I have to go and get another phone. I think I will. I think for the time being, I'm going to go and get an SE. Yeah, get an SE for the time being because I'm also looking into getting another Android phone. And I don't know which Android phone I want to get right now. So right now, I still have my 6S, which is still working perfectly. It's just that I want to get another iPhone. And I guess I'll go and get an SE and probably next year get 14 when it comes out, you know, or maybe a 13, maybe a 12, maybe, I don't know. But right now I'm just going to go and get an SC connected to the Apple Watch and download some of the stuff that I want to download that I don't have downloaded on my 6S. And my 6S will become my YouTube camera, like I've always done in the past. Whenever I upgraded or got a new phone, my old phone becomes the camera for shooting videos. That way, I use it as a dedicated camera, which I know. I'm irking. I'm itching to get back into shooting videos. It's like right now my excuse is I don't have time. Well, I can make time. I can make time to shoot the videos. Like, if I go to work from 11 to 7, I can shoot a video before I go to work. The thing is, ideas. I feel like I'm burnt out. Humanoids, I feel burnt out. I really do. It's like I have my ideas, or there's something blocking the flow, the idea flow, and I don't know what it is. I seriously think about a lot of times giving it all up and just chilling. But I know once I take a break from something, it is kind of hard for me to get back into the groove. It's one reason why sometimes, like now, my other podcast show, The Coffee Black Show, I've been away from it for a while now. I'm just not in the groove anymore. I just don't feel it anymore. You know? I guess because of personal reasons and stuff like that, I don't know. And what trips me out is when I'm at work and I'm constantly around a lot of other people that I'm cool with, that I can vibe with, we're cracking jokes, we're you know, having fun at work, and a lot of this stuff I want to record for the Coffee Black Show, but I can't because of the Muzak channel that is continuously playing. Even in the storeroom, the music is playing. And if I hit record, you can hear it. And, you know, copyrights and all this stuff and all that. And which trips me out because, humanoids, the other day at work, you know, we're playing Christmas music. Been playing Christmas music ever since the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. We've been playing Christmas music ever since then, okay? We have no control over the music, all right? The music is pumped in from the home office into all the stores. It trips me out. Yeah, it's pumped in. But anyway, so one of my coworkers and I, we're chilling and you know, we're putting up stock, and this song comes on the radio, the music channel, and the song was "Don't Go Chasing Santa Claus, Please Stick to the Ribbons and What Ribbons in the Ribbons and the bows that you're used to." What? A straight ripoff of TLC Waterfalls. I'm like, you know, people can make this, you know, and then change the lyrics and but, you know, you play music on your YouTube or your podcast and copyright come after you, man. Come on. It's, oh my goodness. Hold on. Let's see if I can find that. Okay. Hold on. Well, if I can find it, I'm going to play a little bit for you. Oh no, I can't do that. Oh my goodness. Now, if this was the Coffee Black Show, I could put it on the Coffee Black Show and you could hear it. But no. Ah, dang. Hold on, maybe let's see what we can do.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Humanoids, I found it. Oh my gosh. Oh, humanoids, I'm going to try to play this for you, man. Oh, I can't believe this. Yeah. Y'all going to trip. And that's what get me, man. Anyway. Humanoids, hold on. Okay, humanoids, here we go.
She just can't touch. She wants to know how many presents he's got, so that her children, they don't get too much. Her daughter's letter didn't help at all. The elves aren't coming to God. She makes the cookies, puts out the milk, excited for what's coming tomorrow.
So, humanoids, that is one thing that bugs me. It's like they can freaking rip off this song, but I can't play music on my YouTube channel or podcast without getting copyright strikes and all this stuff, man. Come on, man. But humanoids, I gotta admit, man, I'm kind of hooked on the song. Think about it. I hear it almost every day or every other day since Thanksgiving. Kind of catchy. Oh, humanoids. Hey, I was wondering, humanoids, should I do like a Christmas Eve show where I have music and let you guys in on some of my thoughts, or should I not? That's a tough decision. I mean, because, you know, I always like doing a Christmas show. Like for my other podcast, the Coffee Black Show, I've always done a Christmas show. Ever since I started doing the podcast, you know? So, but I like playing Christmas music and I don't know. I'm just, I don't know, man. I'm, I guess I'm going through some phases. But, yeah, humanoids, man, make sure you hit, if this is your first time to this podcast and you're enjoying what you're listening to, hit that subscribe button, you know, just tap it, come on back, have another episode for you tomorrow. Yes, 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 I'm giving you a whole week, just about, okay? It's the Christmas week, man. Final days before Christmas. Final days before Christmas. Humanoids, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready? I don't think we're ever ready for Christmas, you know, because even people who do not procrastinate like myself will be busy doing something, wrapping a gift, buying a gift, sending a gift, you know, cooking, you know, all that holiday stuff. But anyway, humanoids, I got to go to bed. I got to get up and go to work in about 7 hours. Yeah, so I will probably get maybe 3 of those 7 hours of sleep. Yeah, so, excuse me, humanoids, for the yawn, but it's time for me to get up out of here. Make sure you come on back. Gonna have another episode for you tomorrow. Until then, in this digital world, remember, stay human. Peace.
Well, humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.